A federal investigation finds cases of discrimination in Oklahoma City. Details on the incoming state Senate leaders and a new transportation option for a tribal nation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. An investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice shows Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City Police Department discriminate against people with behavioral health disabilities. Sierra Pfeiffer shares the findings of the investigation released today.
The federal investigation has spanned the last 2 years. The report finds Oklahoma County fails to provide sufficient community-based services to adults with behavioral health disabilities. It also accuses the OKC Police Department of discriminating against people with behavioral health disabilities with its first response practices. Both Governor Stitt and Attorney General Drummond disagree with the report's findings. They say it's an example of Biden administration overreach. State Department of Mental Health leader Ali Friesen says federal investigators focused on select few cases to overshadow the department's efforts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The report's recommendations include increasing services and training first responders. State officials disagree with what they call its subjective recommendations and say similar work is already being done. The governor's office is pushing back on comments it says were taken out of context from an Oklahoma City news station story about potential changes to high school graduation requirements. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the story led to social media backlash.
Fox 25 News interviewed Governor Kevin Stitt for the story. Here's a clip of that interview.
I want every kid ready for a career, and so I'm thinking about even making it a requirement to graduate from Oklahoma high schools. You've got to either be accepted to college, or you have to be accepted into a career tech, or you have to be going into the Army. You have to have some kind of plan post-graduation to go get a great job.
The story sparked widespread concern on social media, but the governor's office told State Impact the comments were taken out of context from a broader discussion, and Stitt, quote, in no way suggested that kids who don't go to college would be mandated to serve in the military. It says there is no plan or legislation at this point for a policy change. Fox 25 did not return a request for comment. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State lawmakers are getting organized ahead of the legislative session starting next month. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the senators who will be taking the lead in their chamber.
Voted into the top leadership position by the Senate Republican majority last fall, Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton wasted little time choosing his fiscal and floor leaders to help him run the chamber. Honoring his predecessor's choice for the top fiscal spot, Paxton picked Perry Republican Chuck Hall to chair the Senate Appropriations Committee. Bartlesville's Julie Daniels will serve as the Senate's majority floor leader. Daniels has served as assistant majority whip and assistant floor leader in the past. Paxton released a full list of Senate committees and chair appointments in early December. There are 16 committees in the Senate, each with a selected chair and vice chair. Chairs choose what legislation their committee hears and potentially moves along for a floor vote. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A tribal nation in northern Oklahoma is launching a new transportation program. Sarah Lisi reports on what this means for the community it serves.
The Oto Missouri Transit Program is years in the making. After receiving federal funding in 2019, progress stalled because of COVID-19. However, the need for safe and reliable public transportation remained significant.
A lot of people that do walk on the highways and around here trying to get to our little convenience store.
That's Sophie Whitehorn. She's the director of the transit program and a tribal member.
It's pretty heartbreaking when you see them and you can't offer them any type of assistance.
The tribe is starting with one van that takes cash, and services are limited to a 25-mile radius around the community. But Whitehorn hopes the service will continue to expand. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.